In tonight's episode of Eagles Unscripted, we take you from Philadelphia to Butte, Montana, the hometown of Eagles safety Colt Anderson. And Colt, the fashion designer, gives me some fashion tips and a look into his clothing line.
Tank top and really? A snapback hat. I think he'd look good.
You really think that?
To the 10, and that is it. That is it. He doesn't even get past the 10.
Good hit by Colt Anderson coming out as Ogletree to the 5, 10, and he doesn't get to the 10 as he is tripped up by Colt Anderson, who was the bullet downfield. What a play by Colt Anderson.
And then Martin hit in the backfield and dropped by Colt Anderson.
Eagles need to come up with a turnover.
Griffin is back, pumps, fires, it is deflected, intercepted! It's intercepted by Anderson on the deflection! An interception!
What?
Anderson on his feet at the 45, Anderson down to the 28, an interception!
What?
Did you ever have that moment when you first started doing this in the NFL where you're running downfield, you're trying to make a play, you're in the middle of the storm that a special teams play can be? You're looking around saying, what the hell am I doing? I mean, did that ever come up?
No, I've never really thought about it like that, but you don't have time to think when you're on the field. And, you know, a guy like me, I play on instincts, and I just react to, you know, what they're showing me or, you know, what the guy's trying to do. I go out there and let my instincts take over.
Playing special teams in the NFL, I've got to imagine that for some people that sounds like the same thing as being a kamikaze pilot. I mean,
it's
something that is so different from playing defense on a regular basis. What is the draw? What makes you tick on special teams?
What makes me tick is just an opportunity just to get on the field. You know, some people look at special teams as a backseat where, oh, you're not good enough to play, but I will put you on the field and play special teams. I look at it opposite. I mean, I get an opportunity to just go out there and play. And whether it's blocking a guy or trying to tackle, you know, their returner, I'm going to give it my best, and I'm going to win my one-on-ones. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what special teams is all about, is just beating your guy one-on-one, and it's a fight every play.
I've got to imagine just getting yourself to that point, that desire, that's got to mean that you got some sort of clock that gets you ready in a game. If you're going to have that level of energy, if you're going to be going that hard, it's got to be something that it doesn't just appear, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's something that you kind of build toward, don't you?
Yeah, special teams is tough. It's not like defense or offense where, you know, you can get in a momentum. It's you're in one play, you're out the next. And so you definitely got to train your mind right, your body right, just to be ready at any given time. And we know that when our number's called, we got to go out there and show up.
Oh, that's deep. In our off season, we always come back to Montana. My wife and I were born and raised here, and, you know, so it's nice to bring our kids back to where we came from.
Oh, good one.
You know, they call Montana God's country, and it's great to come up here and just listen to the birds, listen to the boats out on the lake, and spend quality time with my family.
I'm born and raised in New Jersey, lived my entire life in the Northeast. Butte, Montana. You got to tell me, because I have absolutely no idea. No idea. I know nothing about Montana at all. Inform me.
Wow. First off, I mean, you don't want to confuse boring with peaceful. You know, it's a boring life, but it's peaceful out there. And talking with a couple other guys, we do call it God's country. It's special. It's honestly hard to describe Montana, Butte, Montana especially. But, you know, I live a mile high and right up in the mountains. We get four seasons. Some people say two. You know, our summers aren't that long, and our winters are really long. You know, talking about, you know, the landscape, the big sky country, it is a big sky. I mean, it's beautiful out there. The mountains, the plains, the rivers, the lakes. We got it all up there in Montana, and, you know, I love it. And, you know, I really started appreciating it after the fact that I was gone. You know, I was in Minnesota, and there's not too many mountains out there. So when I went home, I said, holy cow, this is something special. And it's where I'm from, where I was born and raised, and I love it, and it's probably where I'll be when I'm done playing.
What's life like when you're back there now?
Honestly, it's I don't think it's changed much. You know, it's a small town. It's 30,000 people. It's not too small, but...
You've got to be a hero, though, right? To a degree, right?
I don't look at it like that. I'm a pretty low-key guy. I try to go to, you know, the elementary schools and show my face and just kind of try to show people that, you know, that you can be what you want to be as long as you just work hard at it and do the right things as far as, you know, staying out of trouble and getting good grades. And, you know, I try preaching that to those kids. And I wouldn't say I'm a hero by any means. You know, I try to be a role model, though, a good role model. And I try to have kids, you know, look up to me and just realize that, you know, your dreams can come true.
Being a dad is interesting. Being a dad of really young kids is even more interesting. And being a dad of really young kids when you have as much of your time taken away from them doing what you do for a living, that can get a little frustrating from time to time, not just for you, but I'm sure for your wife as well. What's having young kids been like?
It's been interesting. No, but it's been a lot of fun. Just seeing them grow, seeing their personalities just come out, and it's been awesome. You know, I got a great wife at home that, you know, she's the rock of our family. She keeps everything in place, and, you know, so when I go home, I can, you know, it was funny, I was just texting her, and she was telling me that our oldest one was kind of being a pain in the butt, and so when I go home, it's fun for me, because he wants to play with me, and, you know, he gives his mom a hard time, but when I get home, they both just want to play, and I love it, and it's been awesome having two boys. And I honestly couldn't imagine having my life without them.
How old are they?
They'll be one in October and two in October. They're a week under a year apart.
Your wife deserves a medal, you know that, right?
Oh, she deserves more than a medal.
Right now I'm heading to work out with one of my former teammates, Steve Taylor. He opened up a gym, and you know, I enjoy working out with him, and I see results when I work out with him, so that's where we're going. I like looking at other people's weights. Then I try to do more. It's a competition. Who can lift the most?
Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. And by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
I guess Butte isn't your typical place to produce NFL players, just because it's a tough place to get recruited to go play college, really. Not too many guys from here go play college ball, but those that do have success. And, you know, I was fortunate to grow up in Butte, and there's no other place I'd grow up.
Well, Butte historically is a very blue-collar community. The football tradition here has been very, very good. It's an ingrained tradition. We got good, hard-nosed kids here. And I think it goes hand in hand with the football.
Fortunately, I was coaching at the high school level at that time when Colt came through. He was the type of kid that no matter what, he would always be the one that would want to be finishing first and on conditioning at the end of the practice.
He was a great athlete, a hard worker, probably the 2 years that I coached him in 2002 and 2003. You know, he was probably marketable, be our best ball player.
Coming out of high school, Colt really wanted to play at that Division I level. He felt he could play. Being a dad, you know, I felt he was capable of being there too.
In Montana, we don't have a professional football team, so to play at University of Montana, it's the best thing here, and it's all we got. So I was going to give it my all, and they've won a couple national championships. You know, I watched them do that, and I thought, you know, if I'm gonna play college football, let's go play for the best. And you know, that was the main reason.
The first time I met him, I just remember seeing, you know, the guy from Butte who we all heard would throw it up in there, meaning he'd come and hit your ass, and that's what we knew about Colt.
After my first year, things didn't really pan out like I thought they were going to. I was a walk-on, and so being a walk-on, you know, I felt like I was on the back burner and I wasn't really going to get a legit shot, but I decided to give it one more shot, and you know, I really just focused my life on football with eating, sleeping, and working out, and you know, I saw my numbers go through the roof, and the coaches saw that, and solely based on my numbers in the weight room, they rewarded me with a scholarship.
There's a lot of great college players, the ones that make it. You know, what do they have that the other ones don't? Colt's got it. Colt doesn't have the measurables that some of those guys do. He's got that it, though.
His redshirt sophomore year, I got it. He was living with his brother, and his older brother texted me, Colt just got a call from Coach Houck, and he says, you're going to run with the ones today.
2006, I ended up starting as a sophomore, and my first start was against Iowa. Ended up leading the team in tackles that game, and really, you know, just that game just, you know, gave me the confidence just that, you know, that I could play at any level, really. And the next 2 years, I ended up starting, earned all conference all 3 years. Then my senior year, I was able to earn All-American.
Success in the NFL would have come the same way as it did in college. After being passed over in the draft, Colt Anderson landed on the Minnesota Vikings practice squad. It was an opportunity, but one with a very uncertain future.
It was a year and a half I was on the practice squad in Minnesota, and to be honest, I was starting to get down on myself just because I didn't know if I was ever going to get a chance, because being on the practice squad, your time's running out. It was about right at that same time, I got a call from Howie Roseman, and he said, Colt, we want to activate you. You're going to be playing on Monday Night Football. How soon can you get to Philadelphia?
That was the week that they were traveling to, I believe it was Washington Redskins. And Lord be known, I'll tell you, opening kickoff, Colt comes down, and boom, Colt comes down and makes the first tackle. Well, we're jumping up and down, giving high fives. It just seemed like Eagles could not be stopped.
It was awesome going on Monday Night Football. We put a beating to the Washington Redskins, and I had a few tackles and ended up getting the game ball that day. So it was a crazy time of my life, and it was awesome, though, to finally get an opportunity. And, you know, I thank the Eagles for giving me a chance.
Griffin is back, pumps, fires. It is deflected, intercepted! It's intercepted by Anderson on the deflection! An interception!
There's something special about Colt. I mean, even his name, if you really think about him, his name is Colt from Montana. I mean, it's just like it all jives together, you know? He's a stud. I don't know what else to say. He's a stud.
I don't know, you know, some people say it's a chip on your shoulder. I'd rather say it's the pride he has in himself, his family, his community, and the teams that he's associated with, that he doesn't want to let them down, and he's not going to let them down. I think that's what drives him.
In Colt's eyes, he's just always out there to get better. I know at the end of the day, there's only that one person that he needs to say that he's done the best, and that's that guy in the mirror. And I think Colt has that ability. Each day, he can honestly look at that guy and tell that he's done his best.
You got here and five special teams tackles in your first game as an Eagle. I mean, it seemed like ending up here, where you've been now for a while, it seems like this was a good fit.
Yeah, Philadelphia's definitely been a good fit. You know, I was lucky and fortunate, you know, to get the call midway through my second season on the practice squad in Minnesota, and never knew if I was going to get an opportunity to play. You know, I've never been a guy to look back on anything, but you know, I'm thankful for the Eagles.
Going to Montana, was that something, and playing at Montana, was that something that you kind of always thought you were going to do?
Yeah, I always want to play college ball at Montana. From day one, I wanted to play there, and I decided to walk on, and, you know, I had a great coach. You know, Bobby Houck was the head coach, and his brother Tim, who played here for the Eagles, he was my position coach. And, you know, our stories are similar in the fact that he walked on, I walked on. He was an undrafted safety. I was undrafted safety. We played for the Eagles, special teams guys. And, you know, so I honestly just tried doing everything he did. And, you know, I looked up to Tim Houck, and, you know, I'm thankful that I had a great coach like him.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles.
With the man right here, the 3-0 Colt Anderson, one of the crowd favorites. As you guys can see right up here, Colt's rocking the up top hat. Now, I was wrong. We actually did a piece where I was in my locker and I had an up top hat and I was like, hey, here's up top. What does it mean?
And you went like
and
that.
And I went like that. So wrong. The real up top. We have to show him. So I guess this is, you make a great play. This is really
great
what
play.
Up top stands
Celebrate.
For. Yeah, you go. Like that. And that's, you're going up top.
Up top.
It.
Tell me about what I'm looking at here on your chest. Up Top Clothing Company. What is
up
that?
Up Top. It's a clothing line that my brother and I and a couple friends came up with. It was about 2009, 2010. you know, something my brother and I talked about doing when we were in high school. We always messed around. We liked to doodle, draw, and you know, he's a big. My brother's a big fashion guy. I'm kind of on the fashion side, and
oh, I can tell.
I'm wearing sweats and flip flops, but you know, we're about fashion, but we're all about comfort too, and we like to look good, but also, you know, feel good, and you know, it's a clothing company that we have fun with, and we don't take it too seriously, but at the same time, we're trying to make something out of it, and it's teamuptop.com. We got a bunch of gear on out there, and go check it out.
What works for me that you got on there? If I go, I mean,
I'd probably throw a tank top on you.
Really?
Yeah, a tank top and a snapback hat. I think you'd look good.
You really think that?
No, I'd put you in a nice, soft cotton tee and maybe a crew sweatshirt and then a nice low profile hat.
I think I'm going to go with the tank top and give it a shot.
Yeah, tank top. I mean, it's still nice out here.
Your background, mom and dad teachers. It's something that you and I actually share. My mom and dad also teach.
Oh, cool.
I kind of know what that life is like, and yeah. I kind of know that, you know, I don't know if you want to say it's a little bit more structured, a little bit more disciplined, a little bit more might be expected of you. Is that a fair assessment of how things go?
You know, my parents, we weren't like, I wouldn't say we're structured, but we definitely knew where we had to be after school. We definitely knew how important school was, and you know, we respected our teachers, all of our teachers, our coaches, just because, you know, we expected our classmates and friends to respect our parents. And, you know, my mom being a dance teacher, my dad being a PE teacher, you know, we knew a lot of kids in our city, and, you know, we wanted to, I guess, be not a shadow to our parents, but, you know, just kind of represent them, and, you know, wanted to give our name a good name.
When it's all over, when you're done playing, whenever that is, and you are back there, living your life, what do you see yourself doing?
I don't know. I got my teaching certificate.
Well, you had to, right?
Yeah, my parents.
Part of the family thing, yeah.
Rightfully so, yeah. And I got my business information systems degree. I don't see myself doing that in the near future. I don't know. I love football, and I think I want to coach. I'm not sure what level I want to coach at, but you know, I want to coach my kids. I want to coach my boys. I just want to be a good dad and good family man.
This portion of Eagles Unscripted was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles and the American Red Cross are teaming up for the 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive. For more information, visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Eagles Unscripted is brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles, NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy, and by Thomas Jefferson University Hospitals, the official hospital of the Philadelphia Eagles.
You get ready for each game with a chant? Is that a pretty good way of putting it?
Yeah.
Now tell me about this chant and where it came from.
So it has to do with my hometown. It's a chant that my little guy football coaches taught us. You know, it's not appropriate. It's not PG-13. But I did learn it at a young age. So we say it before every game. I say it now after our prayer in the shower. I say it under my breath. But at Montana, you know, I was the only one in the shower, and I'd yell it, and it fired up, you know, the rest of the team. And
can you PG-13 it for me? Can you give me a slightly edited?
I'll give you the first part.
Okay.
It's where the boys from Butte land of rocks and ditches.
Okay. I see where we're headed. All right.
We'll stop there.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was looking at you to see what else you'd...
No, it wasn't about digging ditches, was it?